Hi, this is a dictation for Kevin Franklin. KEVINFRANKLIN. Kevin Franklin. Date of birth is 5/14/1969. Date of accident is 7/21/2024. Date of service is 8/19/2024. The patient is here with the chief complaints of pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, and lower back, along with pain in the legs, especially the left leg and left foot, and both shoulders, headaches, unable to bend the left middle finger, which is quite painful. These pains are continuous and are alleged to have occurred after the accident that patient was involved in on 7/21/2024 as a restrained driver. And the patient history of automobile accident is as follows. On 7/21/2024 at 1:30 p.m., 1:30 a.m., the patient was traveling in a Suzuki Aero car along with his mother as a restaurant driver. He was stopped on Sussex, West Detroit, and Ellis Street intersection due to a yield sign. But because of the stopping on the yield sign, he was hit by another car from behind and his rear-ending accident at an unknown speed. His mother went to the Sinai Grace Hospital to be evaluated and be seen. He doesn't know the speed of the car that hit him. He was wearing seatbelts. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, or it was not a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene, and patient was taken to no emergency room. Regarding the damage to the car, patient reports that the damage was to the bumper in the rear, and trunk and axle. However, the headrest, seat belt, steering wheel, dashboard, console, all structures inside the car are completely not damaged. Regarding the injury, patient says that he first hit the he didn't feel much of a pain, but later he started feeling pain. He banged his head into the steering wheel, and then he had a neck whiplash and knee to the dashboard. He reports of the right knee to the dashboard. The patient reports the following symptoms in presenting history of complaint. History of headaches, which is 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, 2 times per week, and they last for 2 to 3 hours. They're usually located in the back of the head, and they're not radiating to the any other location. They're usually moderate, and they're infrequent, sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. TBI symptoms are not present except forgetfulness, but no dizziness, vertigo. Patient denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, no ringing in the ear or buzzing, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, denies any disorientation or confusion, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no nausea, vomiting, denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, no TMJ problem, taste problem, smell problems are reported. The patient does have off balance at night. However, he has no anxiety, depression, panic, no saddle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no radiation of the pain or numbness, tingling, no lightheadedness, no problem in walking. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from a constant pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, along with both shoulders and the right knee, and the left foot and ankle. The patient reports that his pains are constant, and he's unable to bend his left middle finger. Fully. And is painful and swollen. The pains in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and shoulder are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, punishing, cruel, aching, tender, fearful. they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, walking, and improved by sitting, bending, and rest. They are not associated with any shooting pain, numbness, tingling of the upper extremities or lower extremities, and slight muscle weakness is reported to the legs. Patient does not report any x-rays or MRIs that have been done. He did visit a urgent care, Michigan Health and Pain Management, one time where he was given disability pain medication. And was evaluated. He has done some massage and some visit to the psychiatry since the accident. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergy history. For family history, for relationship status, patient lives with his mother and girlfriend and four kids. Employment status, patient is working at Amazon. He stands for 12 hours, lifts 50 pounds, and is employed full time. Disability, none. Legalistic KZ law is the one representing his case. Personal history, no. Patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Please use the records for the ADLs that are reported. Only two things are reported: personal hygiene and bathing. That is 5. The rest of them apparently are 0. Physical examination. The patient is a 55-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Blood pressure 250 over 127, pulse is 53, pulse ox is 99, height 5'10", weight is 220. He's sitting comfortably and he's well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases, doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well with some antalgia gait, but not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological and musculature examinations. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm of bilateral trapezius muscle, including the cervical and thoracic fiber, with several trigger points. Rest of the paravertebral muscle, quadratus lumborum muscles are not in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness only at the left SI joint is present. And the no hypertonicity, no tenderness or trigger points are noticed in the paravertebral muscles. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows: forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 50. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine: Hoffman sign is negative, Perling sign is positive, the Lerman test is positive, destruction test negative, Sotohol test is negative, the thoracic spine Roos test and Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, the Burjansky chronic test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally, the cross leg raise test positive bilaterally, Breger test negative, Kemp test is positive, Davinsky sign negative, sacroiliac joint left SI joint is tender, fever test positive on the left, Gosselin test positive on the left. But iliac compression, distraction test, standing flexion test are negative. Extremities examination, except for the left middle finger and the right knee, and the left ankle and foot, rest of the extremities are unremarkable, and both shoulders are also to be described. Examination of the both shoulder joints revealed that on inspection, shoulder appeared to be completely normal with no dislocation, fracture, contusion, lacerations. On palpation, there are no swelling or tender spots. Range of motion of both the shoulders is completely normal and muscle strength is normal. Special tests were conducted. Hawken-Kennedy test is negative. MP-BRKN test negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Drop arm test negative, bilaterally. The patient apparently has severe spasm of the trapezius muscles and trigger points, cervical and thoracic fiber, causing the pain appearing as if it is a pain in the shoulder. Elbows are normal. Both the wrists are normal. Examination of the left middle finger shows that there is a swelling of the dorsal part of the finger, and patient is unable to bend beyond 90 degrees of flexion at the interphalangeal joint, and it is quite painful. The patient does complain of some pain in the little finger of the right hand, but on examination, it appears to be completely normal. Tenosynovial sign is normal. Rest of the wrist and hand examination are completely normal. Examination of the right knee reveals no scar, edema, effusion on inspection, and does not reveal any major swelling, asymmetry, or crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise on palpation. Range of motion is apparent to be normal at 130 degrees of flexion and extension. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Examination of the right, examination of the left ankle and foot doesn't reveal any deficiency. No pathology is noticed. Normal circulation, normal pulses, normal reflexes. Patient is able to walk with a slight limp due to the pain in the knees. Other than that, no findings are noticed. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 X60, CNS, G44.329, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M79.1, ligaments, M54.0, shoulder, M25.511, M25.512, hand, M79.642, and tendinitis of the middle finger of the left hand. Left knee pain, M25.562, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, S33.5, XXA. And sacroiliac spine, M54.17, M46.1, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care for Mr. Kevin Franklin comes from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, left knee, right ankle and foot, and the right and the left hand, left sacroiliac joints. Patient is provided with a splint that I provided at the office. Is ordered to have a traction and massage, a chiropractic treatment, acupunctures, etc. Disability is ordered. Patient is continuously disabled now. For work, housework, replacement, transportation, and a case management has been ordered as per patient wish. His MAPS and labs have been reviewed, and the patient is in compliance. The medications that are provided to the patient are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory and healing effect, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 PRN for pain relief, Aloe Vera 50 mg at night for anxiety relief and GAD disorders, and Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy, nerve pain, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient is provided with a back brace. No investigations have been ordered. Records are ordered released from Michigan Health and Pain Management along with any MRIs. Patient did not go to any emergency room, so there are no hospital records. Patient will be seen in 7 days. The non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plans, psychiatry, referral, fitness club are all yes. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker is none. DME, patient is provided an order for back brace to help further heal. Education, yes. Follow-up visit will be in 7 days. And direct contact, yes. Thank you.